The question was asked, how do we understand the idea that Hashem is sometimes referred to as Hashem, the Tetragrammaton, the name of mercy. Sometimes we see the name Elohim, exacting justice. And yet we see the Rambam says a basic philosophical concept that Hashem is constant, He doesn't change. So this idea is explained by the Sefer HaIkarim, who writes, Rav Yosef Elbo, he lived approximately 600 years ago, a little less. And he writes that what we're really saying, and he's not the first to write this, this is a concept that's discussed earlier, but he spells it out most clearly, that what we're saying is that we merit a different treatment. Hashem remains constant. When we improve our actions, so then we merit receiving mercy, and when we misbehave, so then our actions define that the treatment we receive is that of exacting justice. This idea of Hashem being this, that, or the other thing—it's not. Hashem is all of the above, and even those terms are borrowed terms. When we say Hashem is merciful, we're using a term that we understand. From our perspective, this is how we perceive it. So it's a behavior that we were given a term that's a term that we can perceive. Diberat Torah kilshon bnei adam, as the Rambam writes. The Torah speaks in a language that man will understand. That doesn't mean that we can now put Hashem in this little box. I understand exactly what Hashem is, or His behavior, or His modus operandi. I don't. But I am given a certain perception, and that is represented by the terms Hashem and Elohim. So that's the first question that was asked.